It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we're talking Windham Area Schools. Jamie Frank joins us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Steve?
I am doing well. Thank you for coming in this morning. All right, what are we going to talk about today?
Hey, did you know that Toro donated a zero-turn mower to the school district?
Wow.
Yes.
That's big.
It is big. So one of our school board members, Angie Claussen, and our buildings and ground director, Doug Holtz, wrote a grant asking for the Titan Max, which is one of their big industrial size mowers. And we found out a couple of weeks ago that Toro is going to give us that mower. And it's very exciting and very generous of Toro, and we're very thankful for their donation.
Absolutely. Now, you may not need it for a month or two.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's really, and that, it says something about Toro and the way they support the community and the school. But, boy, that will make a big difference as far as getting the job done.
It will. It will be faster. You know, with the zero turn, you know, it's easier to go around trees. And our mowing guys are very excited about this.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else is happening?
Well, we had a board election.
And that means some changes.
It means some changes. So Angie Claussen and Bruce Muse were reelected to the school board. And then Don Brugman chose not to run for the school board. And so he will be going off. And in his place, we will be gaining Breanne Miller.
Okay.
And so we're excited to welcome Breanne. And just want to say thank you to Don for his many, many years of service to our students in our district. He's been on the school board for 20 plus years and has always been a steady, wise, knowledgeable person. And so we're going to miss him, but also want to thank him for all of his service.
Absolutely. And that transition starts now?
Yeah. So Don will go off on December 31st, and Bree will start on January 1st.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the school board is one of those boards that they do an awful lot of work in the background that people don't necessarily see.
They do a lot of work behind the scenes. So there's different committees of the school board that two or three of the members are on. So, for example, we have a buildings and grounds committee. So the buildings and grounds committee was awfully busy.
Yeah.
During the construction of the elementary school, because we had weekly meetings with the contractors and so it just depends on what's going on and
sure.
how busy they are. But some other committees would include the policy committee, the finance committee, the activities and extracurriculars. And then, of course, you have all of the contracts that need to be negotiated. And so each board member takes a union, and they are on that committee for negotiating the contracts. So we would have, like, the teachers union. We'll be negotiating their contract coming up this spring. And so we'll have a couple board members that are on that committee. And then we have, you know, the para union and the secretaries and custodians and food service. And so there's all these contracts that we negotiate and manage. And so board members are all a part of that, too. So
And all of that is things that you don't necessarily think about. So it's a big job. And it's a big commitment to be on the school board.
It is. And it doesn't pay very well. So these people really are giving of themselves, you know, for our students. And I just appreciate each and every one of them.
Absolutely. Okay. So the school board's going to get a little bit of a different face. What else is happening?
Jacob Johnson received an Educator of the Year award from MREA.
Which is huge.
Yes, it is.
You're a little excited about this one, aren't you?
I am. It was such a proud moment at the MREA conference because they made a video showcasing Jacob as a teacher. And for those of you that don't know, Jacob Johnson is one of the CTE teachers. So he teaches the Eagle Path manufacturing class. And so that's the class that you can order signs and all kinds of different gifts or...
Sure.
You know, you've seen the...
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so he teaches that. And then right now he's also the activities director. And so Jacob is very busy organizing all of our activities and teaching Eagle Path manufacturing. And it was just really exciting to celebrate him at the conference. And he received an award and gave a little speech. And so it was very exciting.
That's quite an honor.
So
congratulations to him. Absolutely.
Sure.
All right. So what else is on? I don't have my list in front of me, so I'm dependent on you today.
That's really all I have on my list, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to talk about something else, we certainly can.
Well, we've got, you know, you mentioned an awful lot of things. We are kind of at a, I don't want to say a break really, but we mentioned it last time that fall sports is done, winter sports, they get going next week.
Yes, they do. They ramp up right after Thanksgiving and start having all kinds of games. And so I do encourage the community to go ahead and come to some basketball games and wrestling matches and the gymnastics meets. They're all very exciting. So a few years ago, the school board decided to make it free for students to come to these events. So students, all Wyndham students, get in free. And then it's $6 for an adult to get into any of those events. And so it's pretty cheap entertainment. And there's always concession stands going on, and it's always a fun atmosphere. So please do come out and support your Wyndham Eagles.
Well, and that's besides the fact that it's something to do on a Tuesday night, it also, the difference to the players, to the athletes, to have a big crowd, mm-hmm. it makes a difference in how they perform, too.
It does.
So not only do you get a good night out, but you're also really helping those kids.
Absolutely. They, you know, we have some talented athletes who work really hard, and game day is always their performance, right? And so the bigger the crowd, the more fun it is for everybody. So please do come out and enjoy our activities this winter.
Absolutely. Okay, Jamie, we appreciate you coming in today, and we'll talk with you next month.
Okay.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.